For commentator Plathal Benjamin, the course of events in the closing days of this election cycle have prompted him to ask if the destruction wrought by Hurricane Sandy was a natural phenomenon or divine intervention.
Hurricane Sandy was a storm of biblical proportions. Her powerful wind spread out over hundreds of miles, wreaking havoc everywhere she touched. Rain, floods, fires, pestilence, blizzards, and death followed in her wake. I've survived 6 hurricanes during the course of my life, 5 on land and 1 at sea. But my experience with Sandy was unique. It was a strange storm. The wind never reached 100 miles an hour and was downgraded to slightly above a tropical storm by the time it reached New York City. Growing up in Florida, where there were tropical storms every year, a legit hurricane had to have winds of over 100 miles or more. Sandy's winds never exceeded 90 miles, but the extent of the destruction she wrought was astonishing. While I am perfectly content with the explanation of atmospheric forces coming together in a rare combination as the cause of the storm's destructiveness offered by Dr. Michio Kaku and other scientists, there are others who have a different explanation for the unique destructiveness of the storm. Among some evangelical Christians, the ones like my cousin Pookie, who read the Bible differently from the so-called Christian right and Tea Party zealots, Sandy is God's way of intervening in the American presidential elections, a warning to this nation not to elect a heretic who is a bishop in a renegade cult that preaches false doctrines and prefers the Book of Mormon to the Holy Bible, a man who genuflects before mammon and exalts the rule of gold over the golden rule. These pious Protestants say, if we place such a man and his minions at the levels of power in the world's mightiest nation, casting out a man who is not only a real Christian, too legit to quit, trying his best to carry out Jesus' command to feed the hungry and heal the sick, God will inflict this nation with plagues, storms, famines, trials, and troubles. They say, first it was Katrina, and now Sandy. Ominous signs from the Almighty to change our ways before he ends our days. They say that Barack's spiritual guide, the righteous prophet and patriot Jeremiah the Right, tried to warn this nation we were inviting damnation, just like the prophets of Old Testament fame. But he was rebuked and scorned. They say the presses and powers of this nation called him everything but a child of God. Nebuchadnezzar and Pharaoh had nothing on the arrogant rulers of this land. They say the proof of their truth is that a latter-day Saul has arisen to testify in behalf of the president, much to the chagrin of his privileged Republican class. Alas, like Saul on the road to Damascus, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's encounter with Sandy caused him to see the light, and he's singing the president's praises like Caruso. When asked by Fox News if he would be touring the hurricane-ravaged areas of his state with Mitt Romney, the plain-spoken governor greeted the question with contempt, dismissing them with the comment that he didn't give a damn about politics just now because he had far bigger fish to fry. He would be touring with the president and told the Republican shills at Fox that if they thought he would conduct a photo op for Romney in the middle of an emergency, quote, you don't know me at all. Hence, while Romney runs around trying to look relevant by collecting canned food for Sandy's victims, when the Red Cross says what they really need is money, Barack is exercising the power of his office to make things happen. The deeply religious folks I've talked to believe that God sent Sandy to provide just such an opportunity to show that he's the best caretaker of the nation and that the people will reject Romney at the polls today. We shall soon see. If I were a religious man, I'd have no trouble envisioning the hand of God in all this. Since I already believe Barack is the savior of America from the evil folly of the Grand Obstructionist Party. From storm-torn New York City, this is Plathal Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.